Russ Davis. Join me for Jazz America right after the latest news on VOA 1.
I'm Steve Norman reporting. Here in Washington, President Obama says the Syrian civil war is not going to become a proxy war between the United States and Russia as the two countries conduct airstrikes on different groups inside the country. Meantime, Europeans are responding to Russian involvement in Syria, as we hear now from VOA's Luis Ramirez.
What makes Russia's involvement more worrisome for the Europeans is the fact that the goals are very different from what the U.S. and its allies in Europe's goals are. And that is that while the U.S. and its European allies seek to weaken and ultimately destroy ISIS, Russia's goals are to support the Assad regime. One of the things that was very concerning to NATO officials in particular was the fact that the reports that Russia has been hitting targets that are not ISIS, that are in fact some of the more moderate opposition, some trained by the U.S. In Syria, that clearly indicates that what they are trying to do is not so much diminish ISIS, but rather bolster Assad.
VOA's Luis Ramirez. Israel has sent hundreds of troop reinforcements to the West Bank after Palestinian gunmen killed a Jewish couple. It happened in a drive-by shooting. The attack comes amid simmering unrest surrounding the Al-Aqsa Mosque, a flashpoint for the Israeli-Palestinian conflict where violence has spiked since the Jewish High Holy Days began nearly 3 weeks ago. Nigerian officials say the capital Abuja has been rocked by two explosions, no group claiming responsibility. The attack, though, has attributes of those by homegrown extremist group Boko Haram. Military group has killed more than 10,000 Nigerians since 2009. This is VOA News. The influx of refugees and migrants is testing Europe's ability to respond, especially in the poorer Balkan states. We get more now from Henry Ridgewell in London.
Hundreds of thousands of migrants have arrived in Europe in just a few months. They range from the elderly to newborn babies. Many are ill or injured. Their immediate needs are clear: shelter, food, medical care. Croatia has accepted tens of thousands of migrants in just 2 weeks. Its president, Kolinda Grabar-Kitarovic, appealed for global help at the United Nations General Assembly.
Since mid-September, with almost 80,000 people entering Croatia, my country has joined the line of EU and neighboring Southeast European countries that has been heavily burdened with this crisis.
The European Union has pledged financial assistance to non-EU Balkan states. Henry Ridgewell for VOA News, London.
Ukrainian President Petro Poroshenko says he feels cautious optimism following talks in Paris with the Russian, French, and German leaders on reviving the peace process for eastern Ukraine. First meeting for them since the leaders worked out a peace deal in Minsk in February. U.S. government investigators have recovered 13 weapons possessed by a lone gunman who went on a shooting rampage at a community college in the state of Oregon, including 6 firearms recovered at the school, 7 at the gunman's apartment. Police are attempting to determine why the 26-year-old gunman opened fire at the school on Thursday, killing 9 people and wounding 7 others before dying in exchange of gunfire with officers. President Obama spoke about the shooting.
Let's not forget, this is happening every single day in forgotten neighborhoods around the country. Every single day. Kids are just running for their lives trying to get to school.
Investigators believe this case was one of domestic terrorism with no ties to an international group. Local sheriff called Thursday's incident a huge shock to the quiet rural county where few residents are strangers. President Obama is urging U.S. Congress to promptly approve a bill to fund the government to avoid hurting the economy at a time when global growth is slowing. Previous political squabbles have cut off funding, forcing much of the government to shut down temporarily. Like in the year 2013, political analysts say another such confrontation is possible in December. Mr. Obama said it's time for Congress to do its job and reach agreements on budget priorities. Get more news at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
hello again, and welcome to another edition of Jazz America here on VOA 1. This is Russ Davis, your host. On this edition of the program, my special guest is one of the most versatile gentlemen in all of jazz, not only a great saxophonist and composer and innovator, but a painter and a poet too. He's Oliver Lake. We have a lot to cover on this edition of Jazz America. Not only am I going to share with you some conversation I had with the great Oliver Lake under the Talk Tent. That's the series of conversations with a live audience at the Detroit Jazz Festival that happens every year. I was asked by the Detroit Jazz Festival folks to interview Oliver Lake, and I'll be happy to share that conversation with you and lots of his wonderful, varied music. You're not going to believe all the things he's involved in beyond making music. We're also going to share with you some brand new releases that have just come out that feature newly discovered performances from artists from the past, by Mose Allison, the wonderful vocalist and pianist and composer, the great guitarist Wes Montgomery, and, to begin this edition of Jazz America, the complete concert by the sea from 60 years ago, recorded in Carmel, California, right on the California coast on September 19th, 1955, by the legendary pianist Errol Garner. Jimmy Lyons, his friend, took the stage to introduce Errol Garner, and here is his introduction, followed by one of those newly discovered live performances by the master pianist, to begin this edition of VOA's Jazz America.
With a great glow of wonderful friendship and a great glow of the assumption that you're all going to be thrilled right out of your shoes tonight, the mighty man of them all, my dear friend Errol Garner. Errol. Thank you.
I'd be down with shooting the breeze with you. I'd be down with staying mute, hours on end. I'll lay it out or pretend I never want to be your girlfriend. Like I got nothing on any of this. Unless and until we kiss. Lately, when out of the blue I see you in the milling crowd, ecstasy gets a hold on me. I do my best not to groan loud. Feel so good I could sing, so bad I could cry. Oh my, you're a heck of a guy. If I could spend this day with you and wonder where it went, share the starlit evening, hunkered in your tent, you'd sneak into my soul, quiet as a cat. You know what? I'd be down with that. We could carve some hours out. It might be super fun to ask a ton of questions and get the 411. I'd read your gentle eyes, find out where you're at. I promise you, I'd be down with that. And we could play all of the music we love, and some of mine would resonate with you, and some of yours would hit the mark with me, and some of my favorites would leave you in mystery. We'd find it funny, a part of the journey. Unless the way your motor revs and then abruptly fails, sympatico between us goes flying off the rails. My point of view repels you. We have some petty spat. Too bad, boo. But I'd be down with that. Until mine, you could bring me up short for my imperfect rhyme, and I would make it right time after time as we press onward, follow the sinuous road, losing our dread of the night and our need to be over polite. Honey, give me some money. Turn that radio off. Yeah, you told me that already. If I could spend this life with you and wonder where it went, I'd call the meeting of us two a heavenly event. Send my spirit dancing or pin me to the mat. Either way, I'd be down with that. I'm flying and I'm falling, I'm a virtual wall and up. Want you, but it's weirdly true, I'm minus an agenda. Let me to the Pleiades, bore me to the bone. Be my life companion or leave me here alone. I could love you always, I could love you never. We could kiss till Christmas and then say goodbye forever. You could steal my heart away in half a second flat. And if you did, I gotta say, I'd be down with that. I'd be down with running around with you. I'd be down with staying still all day long. It's coming on strong, like some 70s pop song. Something about you light up my eyes, face, hair, teeth, the sky above you, the earth beneath you, the reason why I stay awake till 3 or 4, me and more. Can't figure it out. Feel so good I could shout, so bad I could hurl. I'm a lovesick girl.
playful piece of music titled I'd Be Down With That, with the completely modern vernacular of a little bit of spoken word, almost rap, and great vocalizing, comes from a beautiful lady who, by the way, shares my birthday, the 10th of September, Lorraine Feather, from her new release, Flirting With Disaster. And that's a song she co-wrote with the gentleman who played the piano on that, Russell Ferrante, whose name you may remember as a member of the modern jazz band, the award-winning Yellow Jackets. Hope you enjoyed that brand new vocalizing and writing from Lorraine Feather and Errol Garner, from that newly released Complete Concert by the Sea in Carmel, California, with Night and Day, the classic standard preceding that. We'll hear more from that and some more newly discovered classic live recordings later on here on VOA's Jazz America. This is Russ Davis, and once again, it was my great pleasure to attend the Detroit Jazz Festival, the festival billed as the largest free jazz festival in the world. It closes out the summertime session of festivals each and every year over the Labor Day holiday weekend. In 2015, I had a chance to attend once again, and it was my great pleasure to do what I do there, occasionally conducting extended conversations under the talk tent and multimedia presentations, and sometimes just sitting down in a quiet place between concerts with various artists, or just catching them on the fly, backstage, before or after they've just performed. I hope you'll enjoy one of those conversations right now. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Oliver Lake.
Thank you.
Now, lots of folks think of Oliver Lake, oh yeah, he's the guy who plays the saxophone, and, oh, the World Saxophone Quartet, yeah, I know that. You're going to learn some things today you may not have ever known about a gentleman who has been more prolific in creating art of so many different kinds. It's astounding. A great composer and player of the saxophone, no doubt about it. He's done at least one project every year since the early 1970s and before. Mr. Lake is an established artist. Here's just one taste of some of his work, and I'll show you some more of it later on, too. He works with painting and with multimedia, and you'll learn about that, too. And he's a poet. I have some of his poetry, which I'm going to share with you in just a bit as well. Thank you so much for being here and for your artistry, sir.
Oh, thank you. It's my pleasure to be here.
You have traveled the world. What place has impressed you the most, made the deepest
impression? Detroit!
The preceding was a paid political announcement. Okay, we've got a few minutes. If anyone has a question you'd like to ask Mr. Oliver Lake, please step to the microphone and have at it.
Could you tell us a little about the group you're playing with tonight, your organ quartet?
I'm glad you asked that, because I brought two of the CDs. The latest CD is of the Oliver Lake Organ Quartet. This last one is called What I Heard, and the one before that is called Plan. And then we talk about sticks. This has my sticks on the cover. So I have a way of incorporating my artwork into my label, and my label is called Passing Through Records. I've had Passing Through Records for over 30 years. And then this is one of my paintings on the cover of What I Heard. The group that's playing tonight is called the Organ Quartet because of a young, fabulous organist named Jared Gold is the organist in the group. A tremendously talented trumpet player, Freddie Hendrix, is playing trumpet. And a wonderful drummer, young drummer, Chris Beck, is playing drums. And we've been together for about 5 years now, and I'm excited to play with them every time the opportunity comes, and I'm hoping that you guys will come out over to the stage tonight at 8:30 to hear that group.
Oliver Lake and his organ quartet are breaking new ground with the organ saxophone combination in jazz. I'll give you a taste of that free aspect of organ jazz as we give you a cut from the album he mentioned, the latest work entitled What I Heard. Here's some of that now on Jazz America from VOA 1. The great bassist Eddie Gomez with E Caramba from his album Street Smart, that spirited piece of music made by a gentleman who celebrates a birthday, 71 years old on the 4th of October, born in Puerto Rico, raised in New York City, and he's worked with everyone from Miles Davis to a longtime part of a trio with the great pianist Bill Evans to the modern jazz band Steps Ahead, Eddie Gomez. Another great bassist has a birthday. You'll find out who he is and hear some music from him later on here on Jazz America. But first, I want to invite you to get in touch with me by email. It's very simple. I'll give you the email address to which you can write with your questions, comments, or requests for music. Here's the address, jazzamerica@voanews.com. That's Jazz America, the two words written as one word, @ voanews.com. Jazz America @voanews.com. And here's a really kind and personal message I've received from a longtime Jazz America listener in Mongolia, Anebish Batulga, who wrote to me, "Dear Russ, first of all, I wish you a happy birthday. I hope that my birthday wish will reach you in time." And it did, by the way. She sent it to me before the 10th of September, my birthday. It's been a long time since my last email to my favorite radio program. Here I am, back to keep in touch with Jazz America. I'm always happy to listen to the greatest jazz music, and I always appreciate this wonderful program. Please keep going, and I wish you all the success. P.S. Since it's your birthday, you can indulge yourself with your favorite music to share with your audience all over the world at this time if you want to. Greetings from the land of blue sky, Mongolia. Enebish, also known as Eni Batulga. Well, Eni, thank you so much for your kind message and your offer of allowing me to play my favorite jazz music. Well, that would be very difficult to do because it depends on the mood, of course. From time to time, I'll want to hear something nice and gentle, and sometimes I'll just want to hear something really up-tempo and swinging and grooving. Well, as far as my favorite jazz music, my mother played for me the big swing bands from the big band era when I was very, very young. That's the first jazz music I ever heard. But I think the music that touched me first and most deeply was that of Miles Davis from the jazz fusion era from the 1970s. And here's a piece from an album I first heard that really just got to me. It's called Ride Off, from the Jack Johnson motion picture soundtrack featuring Miles on trumpet, John McLaughlin on guitar, and Herbie Hancock on the organ. Here it is on VOA's Jazz America.
Of dreaming, she never would have left me just sitting and walking, sitting all day without holding my baby. I'm such a lonely papa. If she don't hurry and come back, I'm a cinch to blow my topper. If I don't find her, I hope you will remind her, staying where she left me, just sitting and rocking all day long, sitting all day without holding my pretty little old baby. Such a lonely papa. If she don't hurry and come back, I'm a cinch to blow my topper. If I don't find her, hope you will remind her, I'm staying where she left me, just sitting rocking all day. Sitting and walking all day long.
Well, thank you very much for allowing me to be a little self-indulgent with some of the earliest jazz that ever touched me deeply. Right off from the motion picture soundtrack, A Tribute to Jack Johnson, Miles Davis with Herbie Hancock, Tony Williams, John McLaughlin, and others, followed by Just a Sittin' and a Rockin'. Some of that great music from Duke Ellington with Ray Nance on the vocals, recorded in 1953, 2 years after I was born, by the way. Now let's turn once again to conversation under the Jazz Talk tent at the Detroit Jazz Festival with the great multi-instrumentalist and multi-talented artist, poet, painter, as well as musician, Oliver Lake. And then here's some music that he recorded with his great group he's been with for decades, the World Saxophone Quartet.
A great saxophonist, Ed Kidd Jordan from New Orleans, came to New York and wanted to have all four of our groups play in New Orleans. And then he said, well, I can't afford to bring all four of your groups. Why don't the four of you come down to New Orleans and do a concert and play with a New Orleans rhythm section? And we did that. And that was actually the birth of the World Saxophone Quartet, because the response that we got at the concert, it actually frightened us. Because because the concert was capacity audience that particular night. And when we played, when we finished playing our first song, the whole audience started screaming, hollering, yelling at the excitement of what had happened. So when we came off stage, we looked at each other and said, we have to keep this group going. And we got back to New York and were having a meeting about who we were going to have to play bass, who's going to play piano, who's going to play drums. We had an argument about who should be a part of the band. And I think Julius said, why don't we just do it with the four saxophones, no rhythm section. And that was the beginning of the World Saxophone Quartet. But at the beginning, we called ourselves the New York Saxophone Quartet. And we found out there was a group in town with the same name. So then we called ourselves the real New York Saxophone Quartet. And we got a letter from their lawyer. Cease and desist. It was at that time we decided to give them New York, and we became the World Saxophone Quartet. And that was in 1976. And we were all playing in each other's ensembles between big bands and whatever ensembles we put together, but we had never thought of the four of us playing until as a single group until we got that response in New Orleans where and the audience in New Orleans, it was from little kids to people in their 70s, 80s years old, and the response was crazy. I mean, people were yelling and shouting, running, dancing, screaming. And then, as I said, we knew then we had to keep the group together. That was the birth of the World Saxophone Quartet.
Oliver Lake, Julius Hemphill, Hammett Blewett, and David Murray, the four men that are the World Saxophone Quartet. Here's a taste of their music now with a song from the album Political Blues, titled Blue Diamond, on Jazz America from VOA 1. Song Prelude from a new trio from California, Kate Dunton and the Trio Kate album. More coming up with Oliver Lake next hour on Jazz America.